It's time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon, and this is In the Conversation, the podcast. Yes, 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 yes. We back. Well, I'm back. You know what I mean? We kicking it right now, you and I. Muhammad is away. He will be back soon. But in the meantime, in between time, it's us. What's good with y'all? How y'all feeling? You enjoying your summer? Okay. Yeah, it's a hell of a summer. I don't know where you're listening from. I can only report live from New York City, where shit is crazy. You know, it's a lot of flooding. Little flash floods is going on. The flash floods are becoming a thing over the last few years. Just, I don't know, something I'm still trying to get my head wrapped around, just how you could just see somebody's whole car just floating down fucking Carmine Street. Or you seeing water rushing down into the subway. That's crazy to me. That's crazy to me. Then on top of that, you know, you got the Canadian fires that have become an annual thing now. You know what I mean? The little orange haze smelling like somebody cooking out or something's on fire. I said, oh, shit. That's the Canadian joint from last year. Huh, right on time. Global warming. Global warming is something serious, man. But other than that, it's been pretty good, man. A lot of people are feeling like this is one of the best New York City summers in a minute, you know. So I'm enjoying it. I'm still out in the world kicking it. Enjoying it when I can. I've turned this into a free will summer too. I've called it the free will summer. I've taken a cue from all of this free will activity that I've been seeing online. And it's just like, man, just don't overthink it. If you got an idea, you got some time, go ahead and indulge. Go do that. You know, I took a drive up to Hudson, New York this past week just to go. I haven't been there in years and years and years, but I remember back in the day when I did go, it was a cool little city, it was a cool little town. Let me go check it out again. Let me see what it's like. And let me just take a drive. I like taking a drive, you know, and listening to music on the way up and you know, just vibing out, getting away from the congestion of it all and breathe some good air. And yeah, it was chill. It was chill, you know. It's not a whole lot to do. My only regret is I wish I left a little earlier so I'd have had a lot more time up there, because they shut it down kind of early. Everything pretty much closes at like 5 and 6 o'clock. I got to bed like 2 o'clock. And I wanted to be leisurely, you know, walking, you know, just be leisurely walking in an idyllic setting. But I found myself trying to beat the clock. But I enjoyed myself up there. I had had some pretty good things to eat. There's a bakery up there called Mel. They had this little peach pie situation that was fire. That was fire, like with, you know, fresh peaches and shit. It was good. It was good. Then I went to this Thai spot, had a banh mi that was pretty good too. And I just walked around, and they had this nice little, they got this antique spot that's like literally as big as almost like 6 grocery stores, just nothing but antiques, just old shit. I'm just walking through there, just taking it all in, thinking like, yo, I was a little worried. I was like, yeah, I just hope I don't come across no mammy shit, you know what I mean, no racist trinkets, you know. I don't know if they ain't, how, maybe they got them in the back, maybe you gotta ask for it, you know what I'm saying, maybe you gotta show that you know, you need some racist shit, you know. But they ain't have it just on display, which was a good, whew, you know, because that shit would have kind of blew the high a little bit. But yeah, that was cool. What else did I do, man? I watched the World Cup. I watched the World Cup. Which joints did I watch? I watched the World Cup final. But I think since last time we spoke, I think I seen Argentina beat England, or Argentina beat somebody. I think Argentina beat England or something like that. Either way, You know, I'm not fucking with Argentina. So Argentina played Spain, and Spain won. It was a boring-ass match just for me. I'm new to it. So, listen, that shit was very, very boring. From what I understand, that's how Spain plays. They're, like, slow and methodical or whatever. But I was just happy to see, you know, Argentina lose. And I seen old thirsty-ass Trump out there dick-riding, jumping in the photo with Spain after he done shit on Spain multiple times. And he jumped in, I think he even tried to grab the trophy or whatever and just get in the mix, get in the photo. This is the first president. And, I mean, we've had some presidents that are kind of, but this one of the presidents where I'm like, I don't claim nothing. Come on, bro. What are you doing? He out there trying to jump in the picture. This ain't even your country, Pop. What are you doing? Your country's out of here. What are you doing? Just, you know, if you go and shake hands, but why are you trying to pose? Funny enough, they photoshopped his ass up out of there. That's funny as shit to me. I'm sorry, but I like that type of shit. Hey, what do you do when you got a plant like one of the branches just growing towards the floor? Like it's growing towards the floor. It's like hitting the floor. It's about to hit the floor. Do you prop it up or you let it live? Is it going to grow back up? I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out. Any plant people in the thing? My plant, this is the first time I had a plant. I almost don't want to jinx it. That's not dying. This shit growing. It's like new sprouts coming up off this bitch. Salute. I'm so excited. I feel good. It's one of these joints. It's a ZZ plant. You don't really got to water. I feel like I water that shit once a month. Feel kind of neglectful, like a deadbeat dad whose kids still become something. You know what I mean? Like Lord Corliss. I'm the Lord Corliss of plant daddies. But hey, it's working. So A24 just dropped the Misty Green trailer. Misty Green, the new movie directed by Chris Rock, written and directed by Chris Rock. It stars Rosalind Elazar as Misty Green, Tracy Toms, Daniel Kaluuya, Topher Grace, Anna Kendrick, Adam Driver, and more. It looks good. It looks promising for sure, for sure. Shout out to my man Chris Lambert, Arts and Leisure. He said, yeah, it looked like an adult movie, which to that point, I think Chris Rock is good at that, at good adult movies. One of my favorite Chris Rock movies is Why Did I Get Married? Why Did I Get Married is classic. That shit is, I don't even think, I hope it's not slept on, but I love that movie. I remember watching that shit in the theater like, yo, that shit was just resonating. At one point in the movie where he's in the club doing too much and they playing Laffy Taffy, he going for it. But yeah, that shit was great. I like Chris Rock movies. He reminds me a little bit of Woody Allen, not in the creepy way, not in the creepy way, but in the way of, listen, I wrote this shit. Let me get myself a little storyline with the pretty woman. You know what I mean? Why not? Fuck it. I wrote this shit. I'm directing this shit. Let me get in the scene. Excuse me, lady. Let me get over here with you. You know what I mean? Maybe that last line sounded creepy, but I don't mean it like that. Hopefully, based on the fact that he just directed and wrote a movie, we may get a Chris Rock Criterion Closet. Now, that shit would be fire, I think. There's no new Raising Kanan for the next 2 weeks, so that's kind of whack. I realized, too, I thought it was going to be 10 episodes. I think it's only going to be 8, which is whack, too. But, you know, it is what it is. I saw that they did the little trailer for Power Origins. It looks like Young Ghost and Young Tommy, maybe. I'm not positive. Honestly, I wish they would have done that. They would have just let the reveal go within Raising Kanan. Because I'm figuring since this is the final season of Raising Kanan, that at some point, especially now that Breeze is there, at some point Young Tommy and Young Ghost are going to be in the show. But maybe not. But I thought that would have probably been a little bit more organic reveal. You have that little Leonardo DiCaprio on the couch moment. You know, it kind of killed it a little bit, but it is what it is. Speaking of Raising Kanan, though, they did this thing since there was no episode. They Stars put out like this little piece where they had the cast, the immediate cast, the family, do a family dinner. I think it was called Final Family Dinner. It's on YouTube. The shit is really good. I really liked it. It's like each cast member, they give each other flowers. They give one of the cast members flowers, and, you know, and then they kind of, you know, they talk about, you know, they give each other like real heartfelt words and props, you know. And it's funny because they kind of dwell in the discomfort of it. It's so interesting how, maybe even myself, it's so interesting how it's, people want their flowers, truly, I'm sure, more often than not, right? But a lot of times in that moment, it can be uncomfortable when somebody is like saying really nice things about you and, you know, pouring into you. And you know what I mean? Like it's just looking at you and saying that everybody was like, it's your turn now. Here you go. You ready? Don't cry. You know, all of that shit. But I thought that was fly. And what I appreciate is that they appreciate each other. And we as the viewers, our fans, appreciate that cast. And everything after that is just added. You know, like if they were to get nominated for something, that would be fly. But beyond that, it don't make the show any lesser than what was out in the landscape while it had been, you know. So I thought that was really cool. It was really good to see the, you know, the people lift each other up, you know. And what I really appreciated too is sometimes somebody else's appreciation can make you appreciate somebody even more, right? And the way that, like, Malcolm Mays and Patina Miller were talking about Makai Curtis, you know, like Kanan, you know what I'm saying? Malcolm Mays was saying he had a lot of hot takes. He was, you know, that's just him, though. I've seen him in interviews. He speaks freely. You know what I'm saying? Like, even when he was like, yo, and I don't think he was saying it to be funny. I think he delivered it in a way that kind of played it chill. But he told Haley, he was like, yo, you know you my favorite, you know, which is almost kind of taboo. But he was like, yo, you know you my favorite. I got to be honest with you. I got to tell you in front of everybody. But on top of that, he was like, listen, as far as the leads, as far as the, you know, the young cats, you know, he's like, Kanan the best. You know what I'm saying? It ain't even a conversation. Y'all can argue amongst yourselves. It ain't a conversation. This cat is better than all of y'all. That's just what it is, you know? And then Patina, you know, she's just talking about how good he was, how brilliant he was as an actor, and how he held his own with such great talent and everything like that. And I thought that was cool because, you know, maybe it's just because he's so, for the most part, kind of muted, a little bit more muted than anybody else. And then, you know, his little 50 Cent kind of impersonation, you know what I'm saying? His whole demeanor is very nonchalant when he's not annoying you. That such a performance that is so low-key could be overlooked as, you know what I mean? It's not as dynamic as, it don't got as much range and, you know, it doesn't get as spirited as somebody like London Brown playing Uncle Marvin. You know what I mean? Like, but yeah, I think everybody's good on the show. Everybody's good on the show, but it made me be like, yeah, you know what? Nah, Kanan have been holding his own. I took a second. I said, you know what, man? Let me go ahead and watch all these House of Dragon episodes and come back to the people and you know, talk a little bit about it, I guess. Talk a little bit about it, and this is what I got. Like I said, I caught up. I said, you know what? Let me push the publishing time back on the pod so I can actually watch these House of Dragons. Plus, I only had like maybe 15 minutes of shit to talk about. And I was like, I can't do that. I know, I mean, I've done a shorty before, but that's a super duper. That's less than a roach. Can't get high off that. So I said, you know what, man? Let me go and watch these shit. So I watched them last night. I got very tired. I said, I'll talk to them in the morning. And here we are. Good morning. Anyway, good afternoon, whatever. I'm going to just give my notes on the characters. And moving forward, I'll probably give better recaps on the episodes. But I'm just getting reconnected with the show and the story and all of that. So let's just run through what I feel about each character. Not all of it. I got a few of them. Got quite a few characters. Rhaenyra seems overwhelmed and conflicted with her power. Wants to be benevolent. More of a saint than a queen. Often needs to be disrespected to fully turn up. That seems to be the theme with Rhaenyra. Like, she, you know, she kind of anxious, kind of second guessing, kind of, you know, don't want to, like, she don't want to chop my man's head off like that. She don't really want to be cold. She don't want to be as cold as it takes. Like Allison said, yo, there's going to be a part of you that you're going to have to shut down if you really want to be queen, you know? And I think she can't really commit to that or accept that. And oftentimes, as it's seen before, somebody got to do something that's like a, it's like beyond the slight, where they just shit on her. And then she say, you know what? I fuck it. Watch. And then that unlocks it. That's typically towards the back end of the season. We're like, oh, shit, here we go. So there's that. Daemon Targaryen, you know Daemon, wild boy. Can't be trusted. Loves to second guess Rhaenyra. That's all I got for him. I mean, he want to be the man. He want to be king. He don't really respect Rhaenyra like that. He going along to get along, or he getting along to go along, whatever the, you know, the phrase. That's what he's doing. Allison, she's crafty. We saw her come up. I like her, but she's for self. Kristen Cole, he's always been a hired gun and never had the freedom to live his own life and make decisions for himself. But when he gets the opportunity, it looks like he's going to die in battle. He just seemed like the cat. That's what he said. He said, Allison's going to hear about it when I die in battle. He ready to die. I mean, on some biggie shit, he ready to go. R.I.P. to Christopher Wallace. But this man, he's ready to crash out. That's crash out Cole, crash out Kristen. Lord Corlys. Lord Corlys, the Black Sea Snake. Solid fighter. Solid fighter. He gets it in. Had a couple kids out of wedlock. You know, them non-nobles, you know, they know how to fuck. They get you caught up. So he had a couple kids that he didn't claim. You know what I'm saying? Now he's back in their lives after he sees they could fight. And he's lobbying for them to be seen as lords. He reminds me of LeVar Ball. You know what I mean? Like, yo, come on now. These are my kids. Look out. Come on, look out. Your kids is bastards too. Come on. Missaria, the white worm. She's Rhaenyra's corner woman. You know? She don't trust Daemon at all, but she's a climber herself. So, you know, you got to look at them. There's a lot of climbers. You know, because this is like I said, nobles and regular folk. You know, small folk, they call them sometimes. Small folk is crazy. But, you know, these people, everybody want to come up. Everybody want to hang their banner. Everybody want to feel like something, you know. Or they feel like they could never be anything. They just grew up, you know, small folk and small-minded. Damn. Lyris, Lyris is that's Clubfoot. You know, he's another tricky opportunist. He'll tell you what you want to hear. He's going to rock you to sleep, you know. But I do like that he kind of, he pulled some backbone out and he told Aegon what he really thought about him. He said, all you do is whinge. All I do is whinge, 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 no matter what. No, he said, all you do is whinge. You done had every opportunity and you're still out here bitching. I was like, oh, shit. I like that. I respect that. Aegon, the Winger, the actual king. People think he's dead. He's coming back for the crown, allegedly, step by step. Super spoiled. I never really liked him. It just seemed like he didn't really even appreciate what he was given. Just like what Lyris told him. So I'm not really feeling him. I did see he got it in this last episode. You know, it looked like he felt good, too. My man, you know, that little cat who made him kiss his boot, went in his bag and grabbed his crown, started asking too many questions. My man hit him with daggered him. Ah! You know what I mean? Pause if need be for the Caribbean community. But anyway, he caught him.
You know what I'm saying? You could tell that shit, like, that bloodthirst came back. He's like, oh, shit, nigga, killing people's cool. I forgot about this.
Shit, what else? Who we got? Who we got? Who we got? Prince Aemon. Nice. You know what I mean? Fucking, he's a swordsman. He was busting ass. He does not fuck around. He was holding down his witch. He tried to jump his witch, and he came out of nowhere and bodied the whole scene. Smooth. One eye. One eye. Busting shit down. Wah, 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 wah. You know. I fuck with him because he's action. This we'll talk in a second, but the action has been limited as of late. Lady Rhaena, that's one of Lord Corlys's mixed children. You know what I'm saying? Like the weird one. There's archetypes of mixed kids, if we being honest, but I'm not gonna get all the way in it. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it'd be like the mixed kid that's like real goth or listen to a lot of Marilyn Manson to dress different, but not even just different. Just weird, but weird, like progressive weird, because the shit become the shit like years later. They be cool with being outliers. But they got her, like I said, they got her looking like a fucking crackhead. And I don't like it. They got her looking real unmoisturized, living in a cave. You know? That's when you realize you got melanin in your composition. When that little cave ash, it's not the aesthetic for you. You know what I'm saying? You need a little moisture. You can't pull off the Caucasus Mountain glow. That's not for you. Go ahead, get you a little Nivea. But anyway, they got her out there looking crazy with a wild ass dragon living in a cave. Kinda don't know if she could go back home because, you know. Did her dragon kill Rhaenyra's son, or was, I forget exactly what happened, but yeah, there's some shit happened and she's taking it too, she's like, it's too much for her. It's too much for her and shit. And fucking Daemon kind of covered for, because that's Daemon's kid, right? Isn't that Daemon's kid? I don't know. That's the thing. It should be throwing me. I think so. I could be wrong. Bethany. That's her sister. That's the other one. You know what I mean? I like Bethany. Bethany, you know, she's cute. She's so eager to prove herself. All she wants is Rhaenyra is just a nod of approval. You know what I'm saying? Stay getting looked over. Rhaenyra don't even look her way, she say. You know, she represents black women in the workplace. Aelin of Hold, the bastard that seems to be happy his father has accepted him. Hell of a fighter. He's so happy to have his father back in his life. You know what I mean? You know, he can't even hide it. He's like, yeah, man, let bygones be bygones. Thanks, Dad. You know what I mean? Adam of Hold, he's the other bastard with the locks. He could fight too. Rhaenyra likes him a lot. I don't know how he feel about Lord Corlys. I guess he cool with it, but he don't seem as like open as Adam. He might be holding a little bit more of a grudge. Alright, that's about all I'm gonna go through. There's a bunch of dragons, mad dragons, sheep stealer. Like, I gotta get into the memes and all of that shit, cause I hear there's a lot of memes, especially like a lot of like black folks talking about you know, like black House of the Dragon memes, you know, the same people that brought you them thrones. You know what I'm saying? So I got to go to the black side of House of Dragon memes. We'll see about it. But yeah, there's a bunch of dragons. A couple drunks that got on because the dragons gave them a cosign. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I can't keep all these characters together. You know, I'm trying my best. I'm as overwhelmed as Rhaenyra. You know, I know Aegon is trying to get back. Rhaenyra is trying to get some money and bolster her empire. Harrenhal reminds me of Harrenhal. I think the tone seems to have changed a bit over time. Or maybe I'm comparing it to Game of Thrones, but Game of Thrones was gritty, realistic, dark, and grim. House of the Dragon has some grip, but it gets emotional and melodramatic and has a feminist bend to it. It's okay, but it makes me have to recalibrate the stakes a bit. You know, like, it just seems a little, sometimes gets a little schmaltzy, you know. I think I'm going to watch the Seven Doors or whatever that other one was, because I heard that tone was almost comical. So I'm kind of curious to see where they went with that. But that's how I'm at. That's where I'm at with it. Y'all let me know what you think of the season so far. Let me know if I didn't shout out one of your favorite characters. Let me know if you got any predictions, just like all the other joints that we talk about. Yeah, that's that. Listen, September 20th, Arlington, Virginia, Arlington Draft House. I will be there doing an hour. I'm trying to sell that bitch out. And them tickets are on sale now. So if you are in the DMV area, you know, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, particularly Arlington and the surrounding areas, driving distance, you know what I mean? Or drive from wherever you want to drive to. If you get to Arlington on Sunday, September 20th, come through to the Arlington Draft House. I'm about to put my foot in that shit. I just got to let you know early. Buy your tickets now. I would like to sell that bitch out. All right? DamianLemon.com, ArlingtonDraftHouse.com. That's that. As always, tell a friend to tell a friend, and even an enemy, to get in the conversation.
Conversation.